The following program is brought to you by the Humble Farmer Bed and Breakfast in St. George, Maine. Thank you for listening. And I hope you are listening closely, because this is perhaps the only thing I have ever said on the radio in over 38 years that not one person could disagree with. Are you ready? This is my answer to a question I read in the newspaper. And that question was, why are teenage girls becoming pregnant? Are you ready for the answer? Teenage girls are becoming pregnant today for the same reason teenage girls were becoming pregnant 4,000 years ago.
Hi there, this is Clark Terry here, reminding you to pull your bearskins a little closer to the fire. That's it. Now you're talking to me. Watch out for those snapping sparks. Everybody cozy? Now the good news is that you're in time for the humble farmer. You've worked hard all day, and you deserve to relax now. So stay right there and listen to the best of this kind of music.
But I don't give a rap, I love the way they slap that grown-up baby today. Do I fall for the little fiddle man? Not at all. But I'm off my noodle when someone is slapping the bass. On my soul, I'm as tingle as can be, self-control. Never have it when I see someone a-slapping the bass. It may look out of place in a swell organization, but folks without a bass, there isn't a bit of foundation. Oh, me, oh, my. But it's pleasing to the ear, and I fly right to heaven when I hear someone a-slapping the bass.
Ted Weems from 1930. That's even before my time. Slapping the bass. I can remember back in 1953, I used to eat dinner with my grandmother's brother, my great uncle Ed. And a few years after that, I started to learn how to play the bass fiddle. I was probably 22 years old when I started to learn to play bass. And Uncle Ed, who used to play for dances back in 1910, Uncle Ed said, "Do you bow it or do you slap it?" They still called it slapping it. And now, one of my pills at my usual pill provider, one of my pills has suddenly gone from $90, let me change that right there, has suddenly gone from $90. One of my pills has gone from $90 to $400. Can you believe that? In one day, I'm calling the Veterans Administration in Togas, and I will ask to get my pills through the Veterans Administration. Now, it's my understanding that I get my doctor to send the pill order to my doctor at Togas, the military doctor. Now, the pills should cost me nothing, or perhaps a small copay. And the Veterans Administration, it's my understanding, they will ship these pills to me. I have been paying for all of my medication for years and years. So getting my pills from the Veterans Administration should save me a pile. You know, there are benefits to being a battle-scarred defender of my country, even if I had to wait 60 years to get them. First it was hearing aids, today it's pills. Where will it end?
Two by two, they go marching through. Those sweethearts on parade. How I pine just to fall in line with those sweethearts on parade. Love to join their fun, but they bar me. It takes more than one to make an army of lovers. How I sigh as they pass me by, those sweethearts on parade. Thank you. to join their fun, but they bar me. It takes more than one to make an army of lovers. How I pine just to fall in line with those sweethearts on parade.
Peter Eklund playing one of my favorite tunes that I only learned a year or two ago. One morning, our bed and breakfast guest mentioned that there's a maze in a nearby cornfield. It would not have surprised me had she said that there was maize in a nearby cornfield. A little play on words there. This woman is a librarian, so I thought she'd remember a story that came to my mind about a young girl who meets a man with a disfigured face. She meets him in a cornfield. I couldn't remember the name of the story of the author, but this story quickly revealed itself when I Googled. The name of the story, it turns out, is Sex Education. I don't remember of ever hearing of Dorothy Canfield Fisher, who wrote this story, but this story, which I read many, many years ago, stuck with me, as it was an example of how one incident might be seen differently as a person matures. She tells the same story at three different times in her life, at 20, at 40, and then at 60. And each time the story changes to reflect her maturity and understanding of life. Education, you know this, education or lack of education also determines how people see any given incident. This is why some political candidates might boast that they won a debate, even though most everyone agrees that the candidate said nothing.
Sweetie's by my side, doing the dishes with me. Now there's no moonlight or a June night, but I'm telling you, I get loving near the oven when there's dishes to do. We do things that we have not, a we hold hands underneath the water, washing dishes with my sweetie at the kitchen sink. I'm never blue. I'm not fretting. I get fettin' when there's dishes to do. Knives and forks and spoons never hinder. Pots and pans go out of the window. Washing dishes with my sweetie at the kitchen sink.
Ted Weems, 1930. Now, I know that on the WFDU website, this program is listed as nostalgia. But how can we be nostalgic about music that was recorded 90 years ago? Nobody, well, not many people I know can remember music that was played in the 1930s. Nobody I know was there. Anyway, thank you for listening to The Humble Farmer here on your favorite radio station. You know, with any luck at all, you can hear me every week right here on your favorite station playing old-fashioned music just for you. I call this old-fashioned music. I am thehumblefarmer at gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. Was a time I used to get 5 or 6 letters. That was back when it cost money to put stamps on an envelope. I used to get 5 or 6 a week. Like to hear from somebody. Where are you listening? Why are you listening? I'm thehumblefarmer at gmail.com, and a friend writes on my Facebook page, "As long as the sun shines, I do not find a use for my dryer, and I smile when my clothes dry outdoors, knowing that I've deprived the utility company of the need to burn fossil fuels." I reply to this, "As long as the sun shines, I can use my clothes dryer, and I smile when my clothes dry down in my cellar, knowing that it costs me nothing, because I have 30 solar panels on my hen house, and that I have deprived some naughty birds of the pleasure of messing on my newly washed sheets." We'll be right back. my friend, is what I call the real Four Brothers. That's the real, you know, might have been other recordings of the Four Brothers, but to my way of thinking, that, what you just heard, is the real Four Brothers. And changing one note of any solo, it would be just like changing some words in a poem by Milton or Longfellow. Change a word, change one note in that, and you got something altogether different. If you have ever been by my house, you know that I have rhubarb out on the stand in front of my house all summer. I take in the rhubarb sign around October 1st because I want to save what's left of my rhubarb for my own greedy needs. I will freeze up to 10 or 15 pounds of rhubarb and have rhubarb pie all winter. No, listen closely, please. We, here at the Humble Farmer Farm, we do not spoil good rhubarb by mixing it with strawberries. So don't come around here and tell me about your strawberry rhubarb pie. Right here, we only have plain old unadulterated rhubarb pie at our house. Nor do we ruin apple pie by putting vanilla ice cream on that. And we don't put onions in our fish chowder either. The only thing in our fish chowder is fish and milk and potatoes. At our house, it's right back to basics. Have you heard enough, or should I go on?
Out go the blue days, sing just like a bird in spring, and let the echo ring way up to heaven. Song is king, this life is cold, unless we have that certain spark. It's all controlled by music, so from morn till dark, be a lark and just sing, and you can have your fling, accomplish anything. If you would only sing.
Ted Weems from 1930 or so. Thank you for listening. Do you know how many teeth are in your mouth? One day I felt something give on the top right tooth weighing back, so I checked it out, and I discovered that particular tooth is called the second molar. I read further and learned that an adult has 32 permanent teeth. Now think about this. Every time any one of those 32 teeth gets a weak spot in it, it's going to cost you a couple hundred dollars to get it fixed. Since I started having questions about that second molar, I've been chewing on the other side, and I discovered, guess what? I discovered that I could probably get by. I could probably do very well. I could probably chew anything I wanted to chew very well with only 16 teeth. Did you ever wonder why we have 32 teeth instead of 16? Could it have anything to do with an inordinately powerful dental lobby?
Lots of fat, but I'm no friend of dancing when it's hot. So if you are a dancing fool who loves to dance but can't keep cool, bear in mind the idea that I've got. When it gets too hot for comfort and you can't get ice cream cones, tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. When the ladies think of patience, of the music softly moans, tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. The polar bears aren't green up in Greenland. They've got the right idea. They think it's great to refrigerate while we all cremate down here. Just be like those bamboo babies in the South Sea tropic zones. Tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. When you're calling up your sweetie in those hothouse telephones, tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. When you're on a crowded dance floor near those red-hot saxophones, oh, tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. Take a look at the girls when they're dancing. Notice the way they're dressed. They wear silken clothes without any hose, and nobody knows the rest. No more singing in the bathtub with those television phones. Tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. Gathered by the river, listen to your Deacon Jones. Tain't no sin, take off your skin, dance around in your bones. You must all go in that water, let me hear your sinful groans. Tain't no sin, take off your skin, dance around in your bones. Do what I say right away, wicked sinners, cause this is your judgment day. Come, Mandalay, in the river with me. Wash your sins away. Throw away your gin and razors. Throw away your gambling bones. Oh, take off skin, take off skin, dance around
bones. I think probably the last word is bones, wouldn't you guess? These wonderful old songs were passed along to me by Paul Burgess. I see on the paper he recorded them in 1983. Took them off the old original 78s and put them on a tape, and I, in turn, years later, took them off the tape and put them on CDs so I can play them for you right here on the Humble Farmer program, where, with any luck at all, you can hear me playing old-fashioned music just for you every week at this time. Thank you for listening. I am thehumblefarmer@gmail.com, and I would love to hear from you. I'd like to hear you tell me what you think of my comments here about togetherness. I'm going to talk about togetherness. Families, you know, should do things together. Do you believe that? One winter day, my wife's oldest kid drove from Maine to Vermont with dog, kid, and husband. Can you think of anything that will bond a little family quicker than riding 200 miles on icy roads in a Volvo with a large wet dog? At my age, think about this, at my age, such outings, although they might sound delicious, well, these outings are beyond me now. And then in other seasons, one might bundle up the little family and pass from lip to lip a hot thermos while watching a football game through lightly falling sleet and snow. Not my thing, my friend. And then there are the eagerly awaited 4 days in Orlando where one finds unidentifiable items behind the bed, the smell of chemicals in the corridor, questionable bedding, and a shower that doesn't work. Been there, done that. You know what I'm talking about here. So what can an old man with a glint in his eye and his beautiful, adventurous young trophy wife do to continue this essential, never-ending bonding process? It might surprise, little family secret coming up here, I hope you're listening, it might surprise you to hear that every morning, the first thing my wife and I do when we wake up is take our pills together. the Humble Farmer. Did I tell you that while fishing with her husband, a woman in her 80s kicked a fish after dark? Here's a woman over 80 years old fishing with her husband. She kicks a fish after dark. A spine on the fish infected her toe, and the doctor said if she had waited another day for treatment, she would have been dead. And, my friend, that's all I'm going to say about sports today, but next week our topic will be baseball. Thank you. Of course, you recognize that old honker, honking away, Long Tall Dexter, Long Tall Dexter, why did it crackle when I said Dex? Doesn't like me to say Dexter. Dexter Gordon here on The Humble Farmer, with any luck at all, and I always have to add that because I never know what's going to happen to me next week, with any luck at all. Can hear me playing old-fashioned music just for you every week at this time right here on your favorite radio station. Thank you for listening. And how do you know when you've got a marriage that really works? I like to pass along things that you might, well, that might enrich your life. How do you know when you and your spouse are 100% compatible? Listen closely, please. How do you know that your thinking is along? How do you know that your thinking is along exactly the same lines? Now, I suppose it can differ from family to family. Your family might not be like mine. But here's how I know I married the woman who was made to be married to me. There are two doors. This is very interesting. This is educational. There are two doors that lead into our bathroom. No matter which door I open to step into the bathroom, at the exact same moment, my wife, Marcia, the almost perfect woman, opens the other door, and we both step into the bathroom with exactly the same thing in mind.
I'm nervous as can be.
said little Mary to a friend she knew. Oh, you would be delighted and feel the same as me if someone introduced him to you. It's the first time we've met. He's the kind you can't forget. He's tall, dark, and handsome. Though I don't know his name or the place from whence he came, he's tall and dark and handsome. He had that brand of kisses you'd adore. I never thought they kissed that way before. He's the type that makes you feel that he's too good to be real. He's tall and dark and handsome.
I thought I'd get more than What do you think of DNA testing? You've heard about it, you've read about it. Did you know that many main people in high places are against this DNA testing thing? To begin with, think about this. If DNA testing were required retroactively, well, at least one man who has been in the Maine State Prison for many, many years might be found innocent. Think what happens then. The system would have to go out and match up the DNA with any known predators who happened to be in the neighborhood at the time the crime was committed, you know, to find the real criminal. What a bother that would be. What do you think? Isn't it better to let a man rot in jail? Is it better to let a man rot in jail for a crime he didn't commit than smear egg on many respectable faces?
Because I'm somebody, I've got some somebody, some certain somebody, and Once I was nobody, nobody, till I met somebody. Nobody loved me somehow. Just what he's got, I don't know, but it drives me insane. It's not his style or his smile. Well, I just can't explain. Ain't got much brain or much wit, but I claim he's got it. 'Cause I'm somebody, somebody now.
It's time to get out of here. Thank you for listening to The Humble Farmer. Love to hear from you. I am thehumblefarmer@gmail.com. And for the first time in memory, the clothes dryer refused to start. What do you do when your clothes dryer doesn't start? Around here, one suspects that one was careless. One lets bed and breakfast guests or friends twist the knobs on one's appliances. Not a good thing to do, perhaps. Friends or guests, fiddling with the knobs on any machine might or might not be the problem, but does not one have to harbor and nurture one's suspicions? What would you do if your clothes dryer wouldn't start? Would you call a service repairman? Would you take it apart? I pounded on the top of it with my fist. And you know, it started. If there is anything that drives my wife wild, it is seeing me twiddle with my hair. When my hair gets long over my ears, you know, I sometimes absent-mindedly twirl it around, twist it between my fingers. And the other day, my wife Marcia, the almost perfect woman, said, listen to this, this was a threat. My wife said, if you play with your hair anymore, I'll cut it off. Don't you think that was a terrible thing to say? You know, it made me so nervous, I'm even being careful of where I scratch.